The Hypnotist by Ben Parthen. Prelude. Dr. Alicia McPherson looked at her diary. It was 8:30 a.m., and her workday was just about to begin. She ran a small practice without the need for a receptionist. She enjoyed her work and was challenged constantly by the variety of people she worked with and the problems they brought with them. "Ah, a smoker," she commented as she looked at her first appointment for the day. "Easy as." She smiled to herself. Smokers were so oral in how they behaved, and were so easy to manipulate if not necessarily cure. Then she smiled again, but it was different. It was a smile combined with a grimace. This one was going to be work. Giving birth. "I want you to hear my words, Sebastian. It is important that you hear my voice and focus on it entirely," she said softly and slowly. "In a moment, you will begin to feel sleepy. You will feel so sleepy, and your eyes will feel heavy and tired. You will need to close your eyes." Alicia's professional, soothing voice filled Sebastian's ears as he sat in the soft, comfortable reclining chair. "You are so sleepy now," she continued. "You are more tired than you have ever felt before, but not exhausted. Just tired and comfortable. You need to sleep, such a deep sleep. You just want to sleep, Sebastian, but while you sleep you will hear my voice. You will always hear my voice when you are asleep. You will hear and understand every word I say." Sebastian sighed and slumped even more into the enveloping soft leather of the chair. "You are so tired, so sleepy," Alicia continued. "You need to be asleep. You are so tired, so sleepy, my voice is making you sleepy, Sebastian, making you so tired, you need to sleep, you need to be in a deep sleep." Sebastian Alistair Martin had never been hypnotized before. He didn't even think he could be hypnotized. By his own assessment, he was far too strong-willed to be hypnotized, but he was willing to give it a go if it cured his smoking habit. Nothing else had worked. He had tried so many other things to give up smoking, nicotine patches, sucking mints, but to no avail. This was almost his last attempt. "If this doesn't work, I don't know what I will do, probably die of cancer, I guess." There was also another reason for Sebastian to be here, a hidden agenda. He wanted to be in the company of Alicia, as she was a very beautiful and alluring woman. On his first visit to discuss the possibility of her curing him of his smoking habit, she had been wearing a leather skirt, just as she was now, and Sebastian loved seeing a woman in leather. It was a big turn-on for him. He loved the thought of running his hands all over the leather clothing a woman was wearing, to be intimate with her, and eventually make love to her, still dressed in leather. He was also afraid that his fantasy might distract him from the hypnosis. After all, it was the main reason he was there, even if the gorgeous doctor made the trip far more pleasant. Alicia had told him that she was very sure she could hypnotize him and cure his urge to smoke. She was so confident, in fact, that she had told him that if it didn't work, he could have a full refund of her fee. He couldn't lose. Alicia, however, certainly could lose if this all went wrong. Her profession, her livelihood and her reputation were all on the chopping block. But she was very good at what she did, and had judged the risks to be acceptable. This was actually the third time Alicia had hypnotized Sebastian that same afternoon.